Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. There goes Reynolds. Here's the throw, and he's safe. two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Reynolds scores. Berg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. Schott moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schott moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still pinch runs for Alex Metzler. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Ma still now playing center field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to second. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schott hits a pop-up towards the mound. Adkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Berg to Cecil and they have Morgan trapped. The throw over to Clancy, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Schott reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg fires to second and picks off Schott for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 3 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. There goes Summa trying to get to third. Barrett throws the ball into Com, who tags Summa for the out. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Com reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Com scores. Reynolds moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Gerken pinch runs for Joe Schott. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerken moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.